Chris, you've got to be happy with the rate of improvement you guys showed on the court through the course of the drill.
Yeah. No, I mean, I thought obviously our first game was awful. We were a little better last night, and I thought this was easily our best game of the three.
How did Hampus handle himself there in his...
Hampus did really good. You know, I mean, we were a little nervous for him, but I thought he handled it like a pro, can skate, he's making the right plays. I was really happy with this game.
I won't give him all the credit, but his calm game, composed game, seemingly, did that sort of, in fact, even rub off there? Even, I mean, it seemed like the D in all played.
Well, I think everybody, though, I think everybody played a lot better game. I mean, anytime you can come into this building in this atmosphere and allow only 17 shots on goal to a rested team, let alone a team that, you know, didn't play last night, I think you're doing a tremendous job. And I give credit to all our guys for blocking shots and doing what they had to do.
Just to comment about the fans and how they treated teams tonight.
Canadian fans, Winnipeg fans are tremendous. I mean, they've been tremendous ever since I've been coming here forever. You know, so I mean, you can't say enough of them. They're about them. They're loud before the game. I mean, my first thought was this is the Canadian version of the Chicago Blackhawks. You know, that was my exact thought that was going through me.
You're happy with the way Fox responded?
Yeah, I thought he struggled a little bit in the first period. Didn't know whether to, you know, yank him or not. And I have a lot of faith in him and stuck with him. And then he just got it together. And then he was pretty solid after that.
Chris, you've got to have a lot of players potentially heading to the Olympics. How easy or difficult is it for you to keep their focus on the games at hand?
You know what? That's so far away. I mean, we talk about two-game goals. You know, I mean, the Olympics is February, so I don't think any of the guys are thinking about that right now. I mean, after a game, maybe when they sit down and they feel how they review how they played, they might feel crap or great. You know what I mean? So, but I don't think it has much effect on them right now.
Cogliano's speed seemed to be giving the Jets defensive problems. Did you see that as well?
Well, I thought that whole line is very fast, and when Cogs is skating and using his legs, and Winnick and Sacco, they're very hard to play against, and that's why we try getting them out against the other team's best lines. Okay, thank you. Thanks.